Hey, it's Ryan Man coming to another Broncos Country Blitz. The Broncos beat the Chargers to get back to 500, 16-9 up at Mile High. Unfortunately, at the same time, the Broncos were eliminated from playoff contention due to the way some of the other matchups fell on Sunday. Now, that makes it a bittersweet victory, but it was nice to get back to 500. It was kind of a steady game, I guess is the way I would put it. There was one flashy play. Other than that, it was steady on both sides of the ball. And Stedham's first start at quarterback, obviously taking over for Russell Wilson. And I'll start there because everything with Russell Wilson the last week. Saw him obviously on the sideline encouraging his teammates and everything, doing his best to be a good teammate. Now, Stedham came in. Now, earlier in the week, I'm like, oh, man, you know, he's going to run Peyton's system the way he wants it ran. Going to just light up the scoreboard. And as I got closer to the game, I went, you know, I just don't think that's going to be the case. It's his first start in quite some time, and I think there's going to be some jitters there. And sure enough, there were some jitters early on, and he threw a couple high balls. He did settle into the game, though. And he did run Sean Payton's offense the way he wants it run. And what I mean by that, a lot of quick throws, going to the check down receiver, going to the receivers over the middle. Obviously, 6'4 has the height to see those receivers over the middle. And took advantage of the players that were out there. Now, had some things working against them. Mims didn't play. Sutton didn't play. So Jerry Jeudy was really the only starting wide receiver that was part of this game. And we'll get to him a little bit later here. But Stedham was steady, 20 of 32, 224 and a touchdown. Didn't turn the ball over. That was one concern about him. Has taken care of the turnover bug since being with Sean Payton. Understands taking care of the football. First game out, looks like it. And we don't know where Jarrett Stedham's going to sit in terms of 2024. Will he have an opportunity for the starting job? Will he be a backup again? What's going to happen? Now, the contract the Broncos gave him in the offseason, specifically Sean Payton wanted to bring him in. Clearly, there's things about him that he likes. Post-game, Sean Payton was pleased with things that he did, said he was very poised, ran the offense well. I'm sure he meant on him, according to the script that he likes to see. And so, my opinion on it, I saw some good things. The early game jitters, I kind of expected those, and that those sure happened. But it's after the big pass to little Jordan Humphrey where he ran out of the pocket, threw to Jordan Humphrey, ran all the way down for the touchdown. While there wasn't a ton of scoring after that, it just felt like Stedham had settled in a little better into the game, probably a little bit before that. But after that, you know, making the proper decisions, checking down at the correct times and everything, put a couple of balls in questionable spots. But like I said, he really was working with only one starting wide receiver. And really, Jerry Jeudy, I hate to say it again, other than the one big reception he had to set up the field goal towards the end of the half, the one that Lutz made, other than that, didn't really have a ton of big catches, in my opinion. A couple balls not thrown right where they need to be, but ones that Judy's been in the league long enough should have had. So that was unfortunate to see. I think this was kind of the last gasp for anyone going, okay, let's see if Jeudy can have a big game. And he didn't really respond other than that one big catch. But positives to take out of this game, it felt like we consistently moved the ball even if we weren't scoring. Stedham seemed to have good control out there. There were a couple, I tone them up to first start kind of mistakes, or not even mistakes, but situations. There's one Mack got a sack on him. He kind of just fell over, didn't get back up, kind of took the sack. I think he'll learn from that, get up and try to continue the play, especially if no one's touched him. And a couple others that he tried to throw in there, and I think maybe he was just having confidence in the receiver where maybe he'll kind of take a look at that. Ball was late a couple places. But other than that, did a pretty good job. And like I said, was getting the ball over the middle. I really think he did a good job spreading the field. And got some other players involved. Little Jordan Humphrey, like I mentioned, had a big, big reception for that touchdown. Had another big reception later in the game, too. Thought he had a really good game. You kind of, as we're getting towards the end of the year, you kind of think he's going to be around next year. Brandon Johnson in there, obviously Saw a lot with him in the preseason. Thought he'd be a good possession guy. He was exactly that in this game. A lot of receptions right over the middle that he received. So liked what I saw out of him. And McLaughlin looked like running back one yesterday. He looked like running back one. At 5.5 yards a carry, had some receptions out of the backfield. Had a lot of big runs. Javonte Williams looked good as well. He had a couple more where he couldn't really get any traction going. But still had a few solid runs in there as well. And we made sure to use the three-headed horse. We got P. Ryan involved as well in terms of the running game and also receptions out of the backfield. So good job getting the ball distributed to all the playmakers that were out there yesterday. I think yesterday's game, though, there was an opportunity to get more points. Stenham said it just as much at the end of the game. Sean Payton alluded to it. There was an opportunity to get way more points than we did. But the Chargers didn't really feel threatening at any point. Like, Stick was completing passes, but nothing big. Not like the first time we saw him where he came in, kind of unexpectedly, and really kind of took chunks down the field and everything. And this time around, he was very inaccurate down the field. It was the shorter passes and everything that really you kind of saw him taking advantage of more. And there were a couple things I think the defense cleaned up in the fourth quarter. They allowed him to get some longer passes down the field. But I think those are things the defense will clean up. Obviously, though, a very different game with Stick in there instead of Justin Herbert for the Chargers. Might have been a different story if Herbert was in there. Defense wasn't as controlled as you want him to be. Had some gap control issues. My opinion in the second half, maybe it's just because the Chargers hadn't done much all day. Kind of seemed like they lost their discipline a little bit on a couple possessions the Chargers had in the second half. But hey, in the end, we get the win, 16-9. And, you know, a win is a win in the NFL. Always hard to come by. Like Sean Payton said, it's about winning. It's unfortunate we got eliminated from the playoff contention, basically just by, you know, the cards the last few weeks just didn't fall our way. Bengals winning a game you didn't think they were going to against the Vikings. The Colts continuing to win. Steelers continuing to win. Just with Mason Rudolph in for the Steelers, there's certain things you didn't expect to happen in the playoff race, and unfortunately, those other teams just kept winning, and it just made it where we weren't going to stay in contention after the game. And actually, a few of the post-game interviews, some of the Broncos players didn't realize they had been eliminated yet until some of the post-game pressers let them know right on site. So, other things about this game, though, that definitely, I think, are lessons or things you need to look at going into next year. Now, obviously, we'll see what happens. It's going to be a filled offseason. See what happens with the whole Russell Wilson situation, the cap situation in terms of the money hit we take, depending on when we release him off our roster. But yesterday, Jonathan Cooper got a sack, but really not a ton of pressure on Stick where you would have thought we should have gotten some better pressures in terms of more sacks, knocking the ball out, causing disruptions, causing opportunities for interceptions. That didn't really happen on defense yesterday. And that's something I think we could definitely need to improve upon for the last game going into the offseason, obviously, against the Raiders next week. And really, offensive and defensive line, it was kind of hit and miss for both. They had points in the game they were dominant. They had other points in the game they were getting pushed off the line, so to speak. So really hot and cold on that as well. Things to also hopefully try to improve on for the Broncos' final game next week before we go into the offseason. And special teams, same thing. Hit and miss, stopped the Chargers on a fake punt, got the tackle instantaneously. I believe it was Drew Sanders that took care of business for the Broncos on that special teams play. But at the same time, Lutz missed a field goal that I think we've come to trust Lutz that he'll usually make them. Missed one barely that you think he usually would have made. So we should have had 19 on the board, not 16. And obviously there were other points left out there. If you talk to a lot of the offensive players, and obviously Sean Payton alluded to it as well. So overall, always fun to get a win. The Chargers never really felt like they were in it, even though the score seems to be a lot closer than how the game actually felt watching it yesterday. And I like that we had to play some of our other wide receivers in the situation we were in with Mims out and Sutton. Got some other players involved. We've been looking to get involved. Little Jordan Humphrey. I know, talking to other Bronco fans, there were some people that really wanted to see him involved more, thought he could add more to the receiving corps, and he showed that in this game. Brandon Johnson, obviously high praise for him since the preseason, and he was able to offer some more receptions and kind of a little more insight in what he can provide to the Broncos offense. So it was good to see things like that yesterday. Lucas Kroll seems to be coming into a situation, too, where he could be something for the Broncos next year, too. Time will tell. And good to have Nick Benito back. No sacks yesterday. Obviously hadn't played in a little bit, but definitely was wreaking havoc along the lines. I would say he was getting as close as anybody to the quarterback for a majority of the game. Obviously, Cooper got the one sack, but it was good to have him back. PJ Locke still had a pretty solid game. I think he has some things for this game he can grow on, though. A couple of receptions people got over him where they were able to break away and get some additional yards. PJ Locke's been a great surprise, so I just look at that and go, okay, hey, you know what had happened in this game? And actually, PS2 again, obviously solid game, not a ton of receptions against him, but if a couple, I think, that if you asked him, there was an opportunity for an interception if he'd been looking back at the quarterback. He didn't really have anyone in his zone that he needed to be covering at the time. And a couple other receptions that he got against him that I think if he said it, I bet you he would say, you know what, that on any given day, I would take that I'll have a better opportunity getting that knocked away than the receiver catching it. So there were several things to work on in this game. Thus might be a reason for the final score or the final result. But, you know, like I said, a win is a win. And it was still fun to watch it yesterday. And, you know, the other thing, too, is watched it with Adam with Cromwell Sports that does this podcast with me sometimes. A lot of times he does the after-season podcast. And we looked at each other. And it's not like the Broncos were lighting up the scoreboard or anything. But he looked at me and he goes, doesn't it just, the offense feels a little more in rhythm. Doesn't it just feel a little better? And I said, you know, it does. It does feel a little better. And I think for Bronco fans that have been paying attention to the Broncos for several seasons, lifelong fans such as myself, and anyone that's followed just the NFL in general, I think you can kind of feel what Sean Payton was talking about. Not a ton of points on the scoreboard, but it just seemed like the offense was flowing a little better in terms of not as many three and outs, situations like that. So, you know, I have to take that as a positive. But it's interesting, after the game, I like to listen to a lot of the local radio and post-game and stuff like that. Man, fans just being so negative about, well, the Broncos are going to look like this and look like this going into the offseason. We might have to use our first-round pick on a quarterback, so we're not going to be able to build up in other areas. You know, Sean Payton, hit and miss on his quarterback selections. We've talked about that. But overall, he's been great in the draft in getting the pieces that fit his systems. So I feel pretty positive. The other thing, Stedham, we'll see what happens with the Russell Wilson situation. Odds are he's played his last game as a Bronco, as we've kind of talked about and everything. But I'm not the biggest fan of the quarterback has to come from the first round. And I look at Jalen Hurts, second round pick. Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. Tom Brady, sixth round pick. I think there are other ways. Well, Russell Wilson, third round pick. There are ways, other ways you can find your guy. Dak Prescott, fourth round pick. There are other ways you can find your starting quarterback. So I'm not going to excuse Stenham and say, well, there's no chance he could be our starter, or he's just a stopgap quarterback, and maybe he might be. But you never know until that quarterback gets an opportunity. I think quarterbacks in general are the most hit-and-miss position in the NFL. If you look at all the first-round quarterback draft picks over the years and added them all up, there are way more misses than there are surefire hits. So, with that being said, I still think this train's moving in the right direction. I like that Sean Payton's getting the culture turned around. I know the Russell Wilson situation looks ugly, but in my opinion, I don't know. I feel like there should have been some give on Russell Wilson's side. I don't know about the whole threat and all that kind of stuff of benching, but obviously it didn't happen when supposedly the threat was made. Obviously, he got benched here later in the year. And then there have been some rumblings coming out that there are reports that there are certain players internally that were wondering if the offense could stay more on schedule and on point with Stenham in there. So there were rumblings. There were some players that were wanting to kind of see what he could do. Not saying that they don't like Russell Wilson as a teammate and as a quarterback, but I think it says something going, well, we get this out of Wilson, but maybe we can hit some of these other plays with Stenham in there. And I think that kind of says a lot as well. Any divorce or breakup or anything in terms of quarterback and team, I mean, I don't think there's just been a great amicable one in the NFL. Even Tom Brady and the Patriots got a little messy there when he went down to Tampa. And you know, it's unfortunate. Russell Wilson, a lot of the stuff that came out before the game is that he's not Sean Payton's guy, and he tried everything possible to try to turn him into the best quarterback he could be, but also fit within his system. And the goals that he had set for that, they just didn't happen. And Sean Payton has never been shy of putting the pressure back on him. So he made the quarterback change, pressure's back on him, a lot of bad press. There's been a lot of things saying that people will shy away from the Broncos too. I don't see that. I just don't. As much as it may shy away certain players, there are other players out there that are huge Sean Payton fans, and I don't think they're going to go, well, I'm not sure what happened with this. Or, you know what, Russell Wilson may not have been their guy anyways or their preferred quarterback. So they may not look at it as, oh, well, because this happened, I'm not going to come to Denver, or you have to pay me this much more to come here. You know, I just don't see that. I just don't see the negativity that so many of these Bronco fans that were calling into these radio programs were discussing. I think it's still turning in the right direction. I'm still positive about it. I want to see what Stenham does next week. We'll see what happens when we go into the offseason. And obviously we're going to have some cap situation if indeed we release Russell Wilson. But there are teams that have shown it can be done. Like I mentioned, the Jalen Hurts situation with Carson Wentz. They're a team right there that has shown, you know what, yeah, you can take some pretty big cap hits, but there are ways that it can still be done and still continue to move forward and build your team forward. So I'm still excited. Bummer we missed the playoffs, but I want to see us win with a winning record. It'll be the first time since post-Super Bowl 50. I believe the last time they had a winning record was that 9-7 mark right after Super Bowl 50 when we had Trevor Siemian in starting. So it'd be nice to end the season with a winning record. And I think that's a big goal. I think that's a good accomplishment. We didn't make the playoffs like we wanted, but if we can end with a winning record, I think that's a positive step to go into the season and the continuing to move in the right direction and building this thing back up the way Sean Payton sees it, or the way he has the vision of how the Broncos are eventually going to look. So, once again, the Broncos defeat the Chargers at home in their home finale, 16-9. And until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.